Want to get a chiseled look in the jawline? Sculpt and shape your jawline with added volume from Juvederm Volux XC. Juvederm Volux XC is an injectable gel specifically designed to be robust enough to improve moderate to severe loss of jawline definition. And it is the first and only hyaluronic acid filler approved for the jawline. Add volume to your jawline for a chiseled look with Juvederm Volux XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you. Visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hello, I'm Jules.
Hello, I'm Sarah.
Welcome to Jules and Sarah, the podcast.
Welcome. Come in, sit down. If you could make us a cup of tea, we'd be ever so grateful.
It would be so convenient if you could make us a brew.
Honestly. Okay, we're a bit fragile. It's quite funny because last week the podcast was the big Friday. Woo! Special.
And we haven't been to bed since.
This is the recovery. This is the downtime. So we are both feeling a little bit fragile.
Shady, I would go with.
Yes, shady's very good. Fragile, flaky, unsettled.
Bewildered.
Bewildered, confused.
Bewildered and bedraggled is what I'm going to go
with.
Yeah,
fine. And yet still somehow fabulous.
Yet still somehow, I can't string a sentence together. Yet still somehow I've made it in.
Yes. And dressed.
Yes. I stink though. Sorry, mate.
You're gorgeous. Coming up on the podcast, we have news from the north.
Cannot wait to tell you about mine.
I loved it because you were looking for it on your phone. You were like, I can't connect with it. And obviously you meant the Wi-Fi, but I was like, oh, you're just not feeling it. Like, just can't get on board with it.
I'm feeling this one.
Yeah, good.
Hell to the, yeah. We've also got tales from Sheila and June.
It's a Sheila week.
It's a Sheila week.
Our mothers will be discussed in full. June's back from the cruise. We'll come on to that.
Incredible. We're also going to read some correspondence, including some comments on the latest YouTube video that we've just done.
Which, honestly, is my favourite thing in the world. I'm completely converted to the YouTube.
Well, welcome aboard.
Yeah, thank you so much.
Welcome online,
thanks.
Sister.
Next week, Snapchat.
Steady.
Would you rather? We're going to play that a little
bit
later.
Oh, yeah, I forgot we did that.
See, this is what it's going to be like. Okay, this week's podcast, this is the way it's going. Right, so where did you go? What did you do? Why are you hanging?
It was a friend's birthday, Ratty, my friend Ratty, who has a great podcast, Ratty Radio, actually.
Oh, really?
Yeah, really good.
Really enjoying He is called...
It's one of my man friends.
Loving that he's called Ratty.
Well, Tom Ratcliffe.
Yeah, great.
It's a bit boring, that name, so we all call him Ratty.
Ratty's terrific. It's very Wind in the Willows.
He's gorgeous.
Right.
Utterly gorgeous. Anyway, we all went out there. I got a little bit too drunk and was thrown out.
Of the pub?
Yeah.
Oh, Jules, a low?
It was a low, yes, yes. And then I went to another bar to kind of console myself and bring myself a background. And everybody moved to me.
I mean, is it any wonder everyone turned round? Something's missing here. The joie de vivre's gone out of this pub. The joy, the glamour. We're not staying another moment. Jules, in the meantime, being wrestled out, squealing, I didn't want to come in anyway. You can keep it. I wouldn't be seen dead back here.
I did honestly say, as the door shut to this pub in Brixton, I was like, don't worry, I live in Chiswick.
Wasn't there a moment when you'd left the dog?
Oh, Christ, yes. Where I was walking up the ramp as they were telling me to leave. I was basically leaving because I was being a bit gobby. And I was like, oh, hell, am I being kicked out? And they were like, yes. And I was like, I've got a pooch back there. I'm going to go get him. It was in the middle of the day as well. Yeah. Terribly sorry to all involved.
Look.
I wasn't even covered by the cloak of darkness. No. That's the worst thing.
No. In the light of day, Jules Von Hepp being escorted off. It reminds me, we went to, there's this festival in Texas, actually. Yeah, in America. Hi. That we used to go to. You know what it's like in bars in America? You've got to have ID, haven't you? You've got to show it all the time. And I didn't have it, but I'd managed to blag it in a couple of bars. And you know, they give you like a wristband to go, yeah, she's been checked, she's good.
Or
you
can stamp on the wrist.
Yeah, yeah. And I'd managed to get a couple of those. So I'd got a bit cocky with it. I was like, oh, I haven't got my ID, but look.
I've got into that place down the road.
Yes.
I can get in here.
Look, come on, let me in. Anyway, this final bar, they weren't having any of it, and I just ran in anyway. And this guy came up to me and he said, ma'am, you're going to have to leave. As I'm going to have to... What did he say? He said, I'm going to have to manhandle you out.
Gosh, and I was like, I would hope so, officer.
I said, you're going to have to manhandle me. And he went, yes, ma'am. And I went, oh, do that! Do that!
Do it now!
And he picked me up, threw me over his shoulder.
No, he didn't.
He honestly did. And you've seen my hips. He threw me over.
He must have been, like, broad.
Oh, he was big. He was a big Texan man. Threw me over his shoulder, marched me out, and plonked me on the pavement.
I like how when she did plonk me on the pavement, she did, like, a smacking the bum signal. And he plonked me on their pavement. Filthy mare. What do you like?
He didn't do that. He didn't. There was none of that. None of that.
It's like a surprise frisk at an airport. You know when it happens, you're like, woo! Where do you want me, officer? In that dark room alone? No problem.
But you can't be silly, can you? You can't be silly. That's
It's so annoying because I once got frisked in New York and he was absolutely gorgeous, like really hot. And he really frisked me.
Oh, right.
Like, went thorough. Whoop, and I was wow, you've just been there.
Some cupping, was it?
Definite cupping, pushing, swiping.
Right, okay.
And I was like, holy baloney. But you know when you want to crack a joke, but you can't. So I just left there with a wry smile on my face.
Yeah.
Straight through duty-free fragrance.
I always remember the first time we went to America, just my dad going, don't say anything. Don't be silly. Don't mess about. You don't mess about when you're in customs. You don't.
We'll have to remember that if we ever do an American tour.
Absolutely, we will. Hi, here we are.
Yeah, because God knows we'll have hit that bar on the way over.
Frisk me. Frisk me.
Just lunging into security.
Never, if you're ever at an airport, dear listener, don't ask to be frisked.
No.
It'll never end well.
Don't ask for it anywhere.
No.
Don't ever beg for affection. Let it come to you.
Frisk me, frisk me.
I reckon that'd be good on a t-shirt.
It'd be great on a t-shirt.
On the back or the front, you choose. Yeah. Wait.
Terrifying.
God, do you know what we're doing? We've just got delirious hungover chat.
Oh, yeah, we have. That's what
that's
that
what's
is.
Happening.
And look, we can only apologise for ourselves.
I'm actually thrilled that I'll be able to listen back to hungover chat.
Yeah.
Something that you don't always get to do.
No. There's a reason for that. Most people wouldn't record their ramblings and put it out publicly.
I found last week's utterly hilarious. I got really giggly.
Do you know what? If you're listening to this going, God, they've gone right off the boil. This is absolute drivel. Go back to last week's podcast because that was us at some of our very best. And if you do listen to that and think, God, this is right drivel, it's not for you.
It's obviously not for you.
It's not the podcast
Terribly
for you.
Terribly sorry.
It's okay. There's loads of other podcasts.
I'm glad you dropped in to say hi.
Yes. Thanks for coming.
I mean, it's been great. Look, you know, get home safe.
Yeah,
bye.
You can't please everyone.
Once that door shuts, I'll be like, oh, I thought they'd never leave. Bye, hun. But honestly, last week was a peak.
Oh,
I mean, this is
a
trough, but...
Yeah. it's only going to ever go downhill from now. That was the best
Oh, no,
could
I
be.
Was just going to say it can only go up from here.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
I went to a wedding. That's why I feel particularly delicate tonight. It was lovely. It was gorgeous gardens this wedding. Really nice.
Nice.
And also what I like is we went for the day. Hi. Yes, we were day guests.
Great.
You know when the evening guests turn up and you feel a little bit smug? You think, you've just come to the evening. I've been here all day. Saw the ceremony. Yeah, I saw the vows.
Oh, yeah, because everyone's like, have you come to the evening or the day?
Yes.
But what's really funny is if you go to the evening, you get there and everyone from the day is just absolutely plastered.
Yeah, yeah.
And you're like, it's blatant who's been here in the day.
All a little bit sunburn.
Sunburn, yeah. Bit stinky,
yes.
Fag burns, places.
Yeah, bit of gravy down one side. Yeah, not
someone's
me.
Been sick.
Yeah.
Usually one of my lot. Yeah. Shoes in bushes, that old chestnut.
Beautiful. But I like that you have you go for the day and you have your dinner, and then I like the evening buffet. I like to have another run at that, actually. Having already had my dinner, thanks very much. Know this was for the evening guests, but I'm just going to elbow my way in for a bit of smoked salmon there. Thank you very much. It was good. The buffet, the evening buffet was terrific.
Oh, there's nothing worse than a bad buffet.
Nothing.
I mean, I'm not a buffet person anyway. I like staff to serve me. Yeah. But if you've got to do it and you've got to put that plate and drink down and load up.
Yeah. So fine. Be it. Fine. There was cheese. There was a cheese board. Oh my gosh. I can't believe.
What cheese did they have on the cheese board?
What did they have? They had a really lovely cranberry with the...
My worst cheese.
The cranberry in the Wensleydale.
Worst.
Well,
I can't bear it.
I love that. They had a very strong cheddar.
Ooh.
A very, very strong cheddar.
I can't look at you when you say that. It's hilarious.
They had a blue. Obviously, I wasn't interested
at all. Great,
I'd
have been in that.
Yeah. They had... You're going to die. They had a pudding trolley.
I'm dead.
They had a pudding trolley at the wedding, right?
Was someone pushing it about?
Yeah, two women. It was enormous. It was honestly the height of these two women pushing it in between. So they had, I mean, however many, so they had to get around every table at the wedding. They had a little print off which came round, which told you, gave you forewarning of what would be on the trolley.
I love that. So
yes.
There's no selection.
Yeah,
you're not
yeah.
like, ooh, ooh,
yeah.
ooh, ooh.
No time. No time,
did
Val.
These women...
Don't let them look. Don't let them look.
Did these women have time? Did Val have any time on her face?
Val had no time. Val said, what are you having? Have you decided yet? If you hadn't, I'll move on. I'll come back to you. And she did. She would circle.
Incredible. Were you dying?
Oh, absolutely. It was phenomenal. But it was the height of the thing. I've never seen anything like it. And the best thing, I don't know if it was coincidence.
How old were Val and Trish?
I would say they had a Leonie, who was probably about 17. She was good. I would say Val, I mean, look, I don't want to be unfair to Val, so I'm going to say early 50s. Mid to late, in reality. So they were serving it. But as the pudding trolley came in, when the moon hits your eye, like, it started being piped in. I was like...
Oh, God, I thought you were just giving your own soundtrack. That was over the speakers.
Yes, there was, like, music that accompanied the pudding trolley. It had its own walk-in music.
That's so horrendous that it's amazing.
Oh, it was incredible.
That's going on my drop down for what I want at a wedding.
Yeah, a pudding
trolley. Thought of getting married scares the absolute hell out of me, but that, I could be tempted by that.
It was, sensational. Fitter rolls, tropical cheesecake, banoffee. Do you know what, though? They had banoffee pie. I never realised that banoffee pie, because obviously I knew it's got toffee and banana, I never realised that it was the two words together.
I'm confused how you didn't.
Yeah.
Where have you been?
I thought it was like its own...
Were you not dragged up by someone in the 70s?
I just thought it was just like what it's called. Oh, it's a banoffee pie. Like it's its own man.
Sorry, what, like tiramisu?
Yeah, exactly like tiramisu. I never realised that it's banana and toffee, the two words together. Never knew that. Never realised.
And did it happen at the table and you suddenly went, oh my God, I get it.
I can't believe it. Banana and toffee. Banoffee. This is incredible. Yeah. That, honestly, nobody could believe it.
Sounds like you had a
but
great
you know
night.
What? There was one girl down the other end who couldn't believe it either. She hadn't put it together. So there was just the two of us going, oh my God. And she was like, I just thought it was like just a word. You know, like banoffee. And I was like, that's what I thought. Yeah, so never knew that banana and toffee was banoffee. Never put that together.
God, you never cease to amaze me. Sometimes I think I can speak fluent Sarah and I know exactly what, like sometimes I think I know what she's going to say. Yeah. I can read you now. Oh, I wasn't expecting that.
I know. And I've got a degree. Imagine, I couldn't put together banana and toffee.
Banoffee.
I am and a BA ons.
While we're on the subject of banana, just wanted to put out an official disclaimer.
Oh, is this about YouTube?
This is from our YouTube video. Now, if you haven't seen our YouTube video, you're dead to us. If you want to have a look, it's on my YouTube channel, Jules Van Hepp. It's Sarah and I chatting about the 10 foods we hate.
Yes.
I forgot to say banana.
Yeah.
And we've had a few comments underneath about why have you not said banana? Listen, guys, we filmed that video rather early in the morning. We had finished recording the podcast very late the night before.
Yeah.
I'd had a horrible issue with public transport.
Which we can't possibly get into.
So I forgot.
That made it sound a lot more sinister than it was. It wasn't. You just couldn't get a bus for ages.
Yeah, I wasn't frisked or anything. I wish.
Nothing untoward happened. It was just a pain. That's all. So
I was arrested for slashing tyres. We'll move on.
Let's not talk about that evening. We were filming it very early. And for me, it's almost a given that you don't like bananas.
Yeah.
You know, it's kind of... Oh, we wanted
don't
to...
mind the shape, hate the taste.
Unbelievable. But it was, because it's a given, we wanted to bring something else to the YouTube, didn't we?
That's a lovely way of putting it there. I'm like, I forgot. I'm so sorry. You're like, no, don't be so hard on yourself.
No, it was the content. We really wanted to be rich in content. What's the point of banging on about your hatred of bananas again?
Like the hatred of dolphins. We all know I hate dolphins and I hate bananas.
Remind me why you hate dolphins.
They're intelligent and they've got teeth and they can move quicker than you.
And also, you think that they're a bit smug, don't you? Like they wouldn't save you. Like
that's
what everyone
says.
Yeah,
everyone's like,
it?
They're really cute, they're really cute. Yeah. It would kill you.
Yeah, it would. It would have
I'm
no time for you.
Into dolphins.
No dolphins, no bananas.
Yep, great.
Good. Great.
Great, glad that's cleared up.
I mean, look, as you know, if you're a regular listener, I know nothing about technology, this editing, filming, lighting. I didn't know there would be lighting involved, but there was. And so the YouTube thing is completely new to me. I absolutely loved it. Jules has made the video and it has completely blown my mind how you would even begin to put it together. So you're incredible. I'm in awe of you now. I mean, I thought you were great before. Now you've made this video, I'm like, oh, he's a genius.
Oh, I am.
Yeah, I know. So, yeah, please go and watch it. Please go. We've tweeted it. I'm at this Sarah Powell.
And I'm at Jules Van Hepp.
And it's all over Jules' YouTube. And go and have a look and give us a little thumbs up.
Thumbs up. Comment in the box below.
Yes.
You love it. But also, we have filmed a fair few. So just you wait, my little cherubs, because slowly and surely I shall be drip feeding them out. The next one will be coming out on Sunday.
Are you telling me? I'm going to write it down.
Write it down, kid.
Shall we do a bit of correspondence?
Oh my gosh, let's. The first one, actually, is not written.
Okay.
And it wasn't on a phone call. It was in person.
Oh.
On Sunday, before I was pulled out of the establishment, a lovely chap called Ben.
Yeah. Hi, Ben.
Hi, Ben. Tapped me on the shoulder at the bar and said, ah, like got all excited.
Ah,
and
you've got to get out your bar. You've got to leave. Go on.
And he tunes into the podcast, said it was great, said it always makes him laugh. It was really weird, actually. I had another moment with my friend Sophie, who now I feel that knows me better because she's one of the very few friends that listens every week.
Yes.
And so someone talked about Skip and she looked straight over at me and went, Skip! And I was like, Skip!
Yes, Skip chat proved very popular on the podcast a couple of weeks ago.
Thank you very much to the girl who sent me the Snapchat of the pink Skip that she walked past while she was listening to the Skip chat.
That is incredible.
Really good. I'm going to show it you now. I'm so sorry, honey, but I don't have your name. I forgot to screen grab your name. If you do want to Snapchat me and you want your Snap read out or tweeted, if you want to do it, just add your handle in and then I know.
Yeah.
Sarah's looking at me incredibly confused.
I have no idea. I'm still thinking about the YouTube video. How does it work? How does it work?
Take a look at that.
That's an enormous Skip.
It is a big Skip.
Oh, that's more than one bay, isn't it?
Oh, it's definitely a couple of parking bays and it's hot pink.
That's got planning permission written all over it to me. It's amazing. A hot pink Skip. I can't believe she was listening to the podcast and the Skip chat at the same time.
You'd be freaked out.
Oh, gosh.
You'd be like, oh, my God, that's weird.
Well, not only have you got real-life face correspondence, I have got handwritten postcard correspondence.
God, that postcard's gorgeous.
Yeah, look at this. Okay, so this has come from Iona. You can write to us. If you're first time listening to the podcast, you can physically write to us. It makes us so happy we could pass out. And the PO box address is in the description, okay, below. So this is... This has come from, okay, it's Iona. This is the Isle of Mull. So it's Scotland. Right? Yeah. It's come from Scotland.
Oh, wait, is Iona a name? Or is that is that the village of Iona on the Isle of Mull?
Well, God, I don't know if it's the whole village. It's only but two buildings.
She wouldn't have her name on a postcard.
No, it's not from Iona. This is from Georgina.
Oh, sorry.
The place is Iona.
I used to know her Iona. That's why I got confused.
Yes, fine.
Terribly sorry.
Dear Jules and Sarah, on Tuesday last week, I went to a job interview on the Isle of Iona and it took me 8 hours to get there. I don't think that commute's going to work.
God, how horrendous.
I left at 8 a.m. from Glasgow and got there for the interview at 4 p.m. I mean, that's not going to work as a full day's work.
Couldn't they do
a
Skype?
Yeah. Unbeknown to me, all the buses stopped at 5 and I was stranded on the Isle of Mull for the night.
Oh, my God.
Absolutely. All the B&Bs were full, very popular, and there was almost no inhabitants in the village, so no one to ask. I don't think you should work there at all. There's nothing going for it.
No.
I was told a taxi would cost £100, and as a student, I don't have that kind of money. Thank you so much for your podcast. It got me through a really dark and scary night outside.
Oh my God, did she actually sleep outside?
Yeah. Being able to see the funny side of the mundane kept me sane. Honestly, I thought I was going to be murdered. Thanks so much. Lots of love, Georgina. Oh my God.
I didn't realise that she actually slept outside.
She has slept the night listening to us, listening to our podcast.
Georgina, firstly, love, I've got a bit of advice for you. In times of need like this, get yourself a little emergency credit card.
Yeah.
And if you need to get a taxi back, £100.
Yeah.
If you get a job, you'll pay that back.
Yeah.
Because there's nothing worse than sleeping outside.
And also, a credit card's really good if you see something, I don't know, like a pair of jeans that you think, really need to own them.
Or some face
right
cream.
Now.
Yeah.
Face cream, you know, products, haircuts.
Flights,
mini breaks, anything. You can put anything on there.
As long as you know that you can pay it back.
Yeah, don't get in a mess.
Don't get in a pickle with
that. Come on,
what
don't
a
get
nightmare.
Silly.
Georgina,
honestly,
honey. Could you just tweet us to let us know that you did get home safe and that nothing horrible happened?
Yeah.
Because I love that we've cheered you up, but I'm so concerned. Why didn't you just knock on someone's door and be like, I'm really stuck? They would have let you sleep on a sofa.
I know, but she said there was no inhabitants in the village, so nobody to ask. There's no one about. Georgina.
Honey, you must have been freezing.
Do you know what? If you get offered that job, don't take it. You just stay in Glasgow, okay?
Glasgow. Should have put you up.
Get a job there. The thing is, what I love most is that it's a postcard from where she got stranded. It's a postcard from Iona. Georgina.
I'm going to frame that, Georgina.
Yeah, thank you.
Oh, I'm going to have to get one of them glass frames so you can see both sides.
Oh, yeah, okay. Yeah, that'll be nice.
Yeah, gorgeous.
Yeah, really nice. But thank you for writing to us, Georgina. Yeah, let us know you're all right.
I was actually really close to tears during that. I think, I could go at any minute.
Oh, my gosh.
I'm really emotional today.
Yeah, well...
It always knocks me over the edge, correspondence. Always, doesn't it?
That's too much.
Oh, I can't handle it.
So, how's Sheila?
Sheila is not enjoying the heat wave.
I am absolutely with her.
Now, this is where Sheila and I take really opposite routes in life. When it gets hot, and in we've been having some absolutely cracking heat
some
in the capital.
Belting heat.
Oh, I've been gorgeous. Sheila, not happy.
No.
We were on the phone the other day, just chatting, gossiping. She's like, I'm just going to pop outside. I'm going to pop outside because, you know, it's hot. I'll get my legs tanned. Sat outside, we're chatting, gossiping. She went, I've got to stop you there. My elbow's sweating. I'm going in.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I was like, oh, I know what you mean. I said, Shell, straighten them out and put me on loudspeaker.
Yeah. On her chest.
And she did it.
Did
she? Was
she?
Like, oh, good idea. Went back out. You know, mums forget that there are loudspeaker and there's all different types of things.
They forget there's options.
I mean, when the walkie-talkie phones came in, it was a big deal for Shell.
Yeah.
She was used to being chained to the wall with the cable. Once mobility was out there, she used to like to go right outside and see how far she could go before it disconnected.
Didn't they? Can you hear me now? Can you hear me now? Can you hear me now? Hear me now? No, I've lost you. I'm coming back.
So yeah, she was sat outside. And anyway, she had a dinner party this weekend.
Oh, good.
But again, it was in, out, because
imagine.
It was too hot.
Too hot to
cook.
So
people just
well.
Weren't enjoying it. She said, I didn't even want to eat. I said, well, you never want to eat. You're a rake. But she said she served cocktails outside.
Good.
Starter outside, main inside.
Fine. Everyone was wilting.
I said, did you lay two tables? She went, well, I knew that one or two would wilter, but I didn't want to waste the weather.
No.
So they went inside, had dessert inside, and had more cocktails outside.
What an evening.
I said, God, you said that's like the Hokey Cokey.
Yeah. Everyone bring your placemat. Bring your placemat and your glass. Come on in.
We're going back in.
Yeah. Cocktails outside. Come on, that's it. Let's all get out.
And the thing is, there's a step in and out of Sheila's house. And I know she'll have been in a skirt.
Dangerous.
Hard with a tray.
Yeah. Very hard with a tray.
She's not going to have a hatch. But once they've got the new kitchen window door, you know the door?
Oh, right. Oh, yeah, of course.
Being fitted very soon.
That's been a long time coming, that door.
It has. I can't wait to go home. I'm actually incredibly homesick at the moment.
Are
I
you?
Haven't got the time to go home.
It's
awful.
I think you need a good night's sleep, to be honest, darling.
Yeah, I'm really sensitive and needy.
Yeah. You don't necessarily need to go all the way back
hug.
Up. Oh, Lord.
I just want a hug. That's actually good for the heart.
Oh, stop. I'm going to hug you for at least an hour after we've finished the podcast. But right now, we must press on.
Okay.
I'm exactly the same as Sheila. I would crawl under a rock and wait for it to go dark and be cold and crawl back out
That's
again
why you've
for the
got
heat.
Scales.
Yeah. Oh, nice. June's the same. Nobody hates the heat more than June.
Really?
Oh, she can't bear it.
She looks like a woman who'd enjoy tropical climes.
No, hates it all. Hates the feel of the sun on her skin. That's a direct quote.
Wow.
Yeah, hates it.
I'm like, I want to say like a...
Lizard.
No, how dare you.
Handbag. Leather.
No, I'm leaving. I feel like I'm like a lion in the Sahara. I just bask. I love it. I was born for the heat.
Were you?
I don't lie in the sun. Like, always facts 50 on the face. Cheers, thanks a lot.
Yeah.
But I love heat. And my goal is to eventually live...
Own the sun.
God, that is quite the goal. No, but to live in England and, like, down on the Southern Hemisphere...
Yes.
...for six months, and then never see winter again.
Yeah, I shall never see a winter ever.
God.
Yeah, look
I'd look
that.
Weathered after that, wouldn't I?
God, you would. Coats, though. When are you going to wear all your lovely coats?
Oh, shift them, sell them.
Oh, I couldn't live without a coat. I look at my faux fur coats, now this is the heat wave, and I'm like... One day we'll be back together, dear friend.
That's like me in shorts. When,
okay.
When I put my summer wardrobe away, it is a really hard day. I hate it. Honestly, I get really sad.
Oh, I squeal with... I practically pop champagne as I'm chucking it back in the case. Goodbye!
We're like two different seasons.
I know, we are.
One in, one out. You'll never see Sarah and I in the room at the same time.
Oh, we'd never see each other
this
again.
This is us. You know what this is?
Go on.
Dusk.
Yes.
Sun going down, moon coming up. That's what our podcast is.
Yeah.
Dusk.
We have gone delirious. Once again, I am going to apologise. And if you are thinking, God, this is drivel, go to last week's. Go and listen to last week's.
You'll
really
go.
Like it. So June's got back from a cruise.
Great. Tell
June's
me everything.
Home. Well, they went to Hamburg and she said it was a bit boring.
I love Hamburg.
Oh, no, really?
Yeah, I didn't know she was going to Hamburg. I'd have given her some tips.
Yeah, well, you know what it's like. They only get off the boat for like 5 hours, you know, and she's not going to push Nan about. It was a coach trip.
And actually, there are a lot of cobbles.
Yeah, yeah, no good for Nan, a cobble. She said it was a lot of container ships. They did, in the port. Yeah.
Surprising.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. No, it's coming together now. It's not just the whole of Hamburg. She said on the coach trip, though, they did go round the red light district, but she said it was a bit seedy.
Great for Nan, yeah, that one. Yeah. Great.
It was hilarious because she said they were coming through on the coach and it was the red light district and, you know, pointing it out and everything. She turned round. Everyone on the coach had fallen asleep. They were all just napping all through the red light district going through. All just asleep. It was hilarious. I said, did you have a good time? You know, what about being on board, Mum? And she was like, yeah, God, it was gorgeous. Like, imagine you've been on holiday and this is one of the stories that you come back with. That she played Scrabble with Nan and she was a bit annoyed because Nan won, but that's because Nan spelt quiz with 2 Z's and it was a triple word score and worth 42 and Mum let her have it. Imagine,
She's sneaky.
I can see June now biting her fist. It's only got 1 Z. It's only got one. But yeah, she let Nan win.
After being with Nan for too long.
Yes.
On a boat.
Yeah. Probably like, half cut on Tia Maria. Go on, have it. Spell it how you like.
God. But, what a great holiday story that is. Yeah, no, quiz 2 Z's. Yeah. Cool.
You had a good time.
Sounds like it was riveting, June.
She said the entertainment was good. They had Raja students on board.
Yeah, because she was wasted. Yeah. She'd been drinking since 12. That's why it was so good.
Do you know what she said? She was like, there was a violinist on one night. I mean, it was an electric violin. She said, there's no effort in an electric violin.
Well, it doesn't play itself.
No, I know. I was like, Mum, I think there probably is. No, not like the real thing. She's like me. She doesn't like advancement.
No.
She doesn't like technology coming in, spoiling things. There's nothing wrong with a violin. Why bother with an electric one? But you know, we were saying, how when you get on board a cruise, one of the first things that you have to do is go and like have your safety talk, don't you?
Yeah.
We were talking about this and you have to go down with your life jacket and everything. The other thing is the sneezing etiquette, because the worst thing for a cruise ship is that everyone's going to go down with something. You know, everyone's going to get flu,
yeah,
or they're going to get something worse.
Oh, yeah, there's always that holiday hell thing.
Yeah, absolutely. And they're always surgically spraying the banisters.
Or they're just
going to
go down.
Yeah, absolutely. Sinking or some sort of horrible gastric flu.
Sinking or SARS?
Yes. Yeah, that's the two fears.
Yeah.
So she was going over, they had to practice their sneezing etiquette. So they're all sat there in this auditorium, like you know, pretending to sneeze. And everybody in the elbow, achoo, yes, good.
Why do they have to do that?
To make sure that they know, because they don't want everybody just sneezing everywhere, do they? Infecting each other and the ship. They want it to.
Oh, so if you sneeze into your elbow, that is the best way
to. Yeah, that's the thing to do.
Oh,
God, June always goes on at me. Always. Every time I sneeze, she goes, you didn't do it in your elbow.
I never do it in my elbow.
Lorna does it in her elbow. That's the thing to do, apparently.
That's because your sister works in healthcare, doesn't she?
Yeah.
Do you know what I always want to learn, and my brother won't teach me because I get addicted to stuff, is how to wash your hands like a surgeon?
Yeah.
He won't teach me because he's like, I know you'll just get OCD.
You have to do it up to your elbow, don't you?
Yeah, it's like, you know, when they go into a cow and pull a calf out.
Yeah,
yes. You've got to do all of that.
It's that far up.
Yeah.
Look at me miming it for some reason.
In a very sexual way, Sarah,
nonsense.
To be honest.
This is thorough.
I can't look at you doing that. She was kind of like frowning at me as well and then shoving a fist in the air. Can't handle that.
Don't start.
This podcast is X-rated on my behalf and I'm terribly sorry.
Listen.
I'm not.
Let's do news from the north.
Okay, great.
Okay, you're going to go first.
Yeah. Okay. This week, now I've moved a little bit further south into the Midlands.
Okay.
So from where we are in London, it's north. This one comes from the Coventry Telegraph.
Oh, love a bit of Cov.
heat wave, cool off for free in 2 degrees air at Planet Ice in Coventry. The rink is waiving the spectator fee until 6 p.m. tonight. If your desk fan or aircon just isn't doing the job, how about cooling off at Coventry's ice rink today?
What, do you just go lie on it? There's just people lying, yeah, on it, hugging the ice.
Planet Ice at the Sky Dome is waiving its spectator fee today to help those who are struggling to cope with the heat.
Good, this is great.
Until 6 p.m, anyone wishing to cool down can use the Papa John's entrance to enjoy the refreshing 2 degrees cold air of the ice rink. Chris Carpenter, general manager, said we're looking at temperatures that haven't been seen for years in Coventry throughout today. On days like this, it's amazingly refreshing to walk into the arena and let the cold air hit you.
Yes.
It's just a couple of degrees in here.
I'd be sat in there all day, every day, until September.
You could wear your coat.
Yes! Oh, I'd be sat there in my coat till October.
Anyone who wants to come down is more than welcome to come via our Papa John's entrance. They've obviously got some kind of deal going with Papa John's.
Yeah, we can't emphasise Papa John's enough.
I know, yeah. Papa John's pizzas, yeah. Papa John's restaurant entrance, and take some time to chill out. We'll also be selling ice creams at a reduced rate throughout the day.
Yeah, nearly best before up.
With Oh, Christ, look at all these magnums. How the hell are we going to get rid of these?
Quick, half price and waive the spectator fee.
I think it's quite clever,
though. I think it's superb.
Although,
I think it's brilliant.
You'd be mortified if the whole arena was full.
Yeah, and then
people,
everyone was boiling.
No, but then you'd want to be skating and you weren't a good skater or you fell. You'd be like, great, 60,000 people have seen me do that.
I don't think it's that big.
No, I don't. Can
it's
you
not
imagine?
The O2. Brilliant. Oh my gosh.
I love ice skating.
I am so awful at ice skating. I just cling on round the end.
You're one of them.
Pull myself round for an hour and go home. I've had a lovely time.
All the way round once and that'll do.
I can't rollerblade either. I've no interest in being on wheels. No interest.
God, I love it.
No, I'll come and watch you.
Yeah, fine, deal.
Okay, my news from the north comes from the Derbyshire Times.
Oh, you've also come south.
This slightly.
This is news from the Midlands.
Yeah, it is really. Shirebrook star tops bus journey dream list. A Hollywood actor who hails from Shirebrook is the celebrity most people in the Midlands would like to spend a bus journey with.
Cool.
On-screen hard man Jason Statham topped a survey carried out by bus company Arriva to celebrate Catch the Bus Week, a national campaign to promote the benefits of bus travel. On Thursday, July the 7th, a Jason Statham lookalike helped Arriva celebrate at style at their headquarters in Derby. Simon Matheson of Arriva UK Bus said, with so many benefits, bus is a great way to travel and Catch the Bus Week, which is now in its fourth year, is a fantastic opportunity to celebrate the Arriva bus service with comfy seats, free Wi-Fi on board many routes.
That's come on a long way.
And an app to help plan travel. We want to highlight that when passengers choose to travel on an Arriva bus, they can expect a VIP experience. Elsewhere around the country, passengers also voted for their celebrity bus companions. Passengers in the Shires voted for Kate Middleton. Anton Deck raced to the front in the northeast. Star Trek's Patrick Stewart was chosen in Yorkshire. And Hollywood.
Yorkshire!
How random! I'd love to be on a bus with that Patrick Stewart.
Oh, he's gorgeous.
And Hollywood heartthrob Orlando Bloom wooed his way to the top of the list for passengers in the southern counties. For more information about Arriva, please visit arrivabus.co.uk.
Arriva's come on a long way since I've got
an
Arriva bus.
How random! How random to choose Patrick Stewart. And
I like
Orlando
the fact
Bloom.
That people are like, Kate Middleton, yeah, because she'll be on a bus, mate. And honestly, I've got to just put a disclaimer out there. If you want a VIP experience, it will not be on a bus.
No, it probably won't be.
Do you know, though, my bus back home, I went back home to Ken and Sheila's and it drove through the town. It's got leather seats.
You're joking.
Reclining leather seats.
Well, I can't imagine anything worse in this heat, to be honest, than sticking on a reclining leather seat that somebody's just got out of. Oh, God.
Oh, yeah. Awful.
Do you want to play Would You Rather?
Yes, please.
Okay, this is weird. This is a really, really
I'm
weird
into
one.
Weird.
Would you rather go deaf in one ear or only be able to use the internet 1 hour per week?
It is weird.
It's really weird.
I would have to go deaf in one ear.
No!
Yeah, because I'm Gen Y. I'm a bit younger than you and I have been brought
steady.
Up with, with the internet. I couldn't not live without it. People couldn't tweet us. People couldn't tweet us, mate.
We'd have to get an assistant to collate them who could use it.
Oh, yeah, it's just us. Yeah. I thought it was like you in general.
Staff's fine.
Oh.
An intern would be able to do it. So 1 hour a week or death on your body physically forever in one ear.
Can't you get hearing aids?
Well, yeah, I mean, I suppose you can, but you've gone deaf. You've gone deaf in one ear.
You've still got one that works.
Are you honestly...
I'll have to be like Grandma Alice used to be. On my good side, love.
Yeah.
Sit on my good side.
And also, you get to have selective hearing as well. Oh, no, I didn't hear it at all when you told me that I couldn't buy that or three of them. No. So you are going deaf in one ear?
Yeah. For the sake of the internet, no problem with that.
I'm utterly shocked. I'm absolutely, honestly, you alarm me every week.
Pardon?
No. Terrible. Listen, we love you listening to the podcast.
It's so good.
Thank you. Thank you. And particularly this week, thanks so much for still being here.
Thanks if you've made it to this
bit.
I am so impressed.
You've done really, really well. And we can only apologise.
Actually, well done.
Yeah, well done you.
Now, if you do want to write into us, we'd be more than flattered. And honestly, one podcast, I reckon, the writing in will tip me over the edge.
Yeah.
So if you do want to hear me cry on air... The P.O. Box address is...
P.O. Box 66747, London NW5 9GH.
Good.
Yeah, it was a good one.
Yeah, it was really good. Well done.
We do always like to finish on Jules's word or affirmation of the week. What have you gone for?
I've gone for a word this week.
What's word of the week?
It's actually two. Can I put it together as like a thing?
Yeah, fine.
Cheers, thanks a lot. Hold me.
Oh... Could you put it in a sentence, please?
Sarah, I feel so fragile. Please, can you hold me?
I'm on my way. Thank you so much for listening. Honestly, thank you. And we'll see you next time.
Bye.
Want to get a chiseled look in the jawline? Sculpt and shape your jawline with added volume from Juvederm Volux XC. Juvederm Volux XC is an injectable gel specifically designed to be robust enough to improve moderate to severe loss of jawline definition. And it is the first and only hyaluronic acid filler approved for the jawline. Add volume to your jawline for a chiseled look with Juvederm Volux XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you. Visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.